Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. Three rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.
Before we begin today's show, a quick message from another new podcast you may enjoy. Introducing Funbrella, a new podcast for kids all about umbrellas, where we'll answer questions like,
what's the deal with umbrellas? Is this an umbrella? Where did I leave my umbrella?
We'll talk to umbrella experts like this guy.
If dinosaurs had umbrellas, they'd still be here. That's a fact.
And list colors that umbrellas can be, like
black, blue, light blue, dark blue.
So tune in to Funbrella today and join in the fun.
Brella! Did we trick you? Were you all excited about tuning into Funbrella? Funbrella isn't real. I know a couple other shows that are doing April Fool's stuff this week. Check out the show Multiverse and Good Stuff Kids for more April Fool's tomfoolery. Anywho, let's start the show. Cue the choir.
Hold up. Joining the Noodle Loaf Choir this week is Beyonce from Houston, Texas. Take it away, Beyonce.
April Fool's.
Just kidding. Beyonce will have to wait her turn, because we've got Arwen from Arcata, California, who sent us a version of the Noodle Loaf theme song that's just perfect for this week's show. Pick it up, hey, Parwin. For an echo song, all you have to do is repeat what I sing after I sing it. You'll hear my co-host Joni singing, and you just sing what she sings. If you find this song tricky, you may want to do it a few times till you get the hang of it. Now, keeping with the letter P theme, today's song is called Pizza Penguin. I don't know what it's about or where it came from, but it's here now, and it goes like this.
Pizza Penguin.
Pizza Penguin.
Because why not?
Because why not?
Pizza Penguin.
Pizza Penguin.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
Both start with P.
Both start with P.
Both are liked by me.
Both are liked by me.
Pizza Penguin.
Pizza Penguin.
Because why not? Pizza Penguin.
Pizza Penguin.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
Me, I like fun.
Me, I like fun.
Just like everyone.
Just like everyone.
Pizza Penguin.
Pizza Penguin.
Because why not? Pizza Penguin.
Pizza Penguin.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
It's the perfect thing.
It's the perfect thing.
Makes me want to sing.
Makes me want to sing.
Pizza Penguin.
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 We just got back from our annual trip to Trinidad for Carnival. We love Trinidad Carnival because the streets are filled with music and dancing. And as you've probably figured out by now, we love music and dancing. One of the kinds of music that's played during Carnival season is steel pan music. Do any grown-ups listening know where the steel pan was invented? If you said Trinidad, you are correct. It was invented by some very clever people who figured out that you could use the big steel barrels that were left over from oil shipments to make music. Music and recycling, what's better than that? Anyhow, I made some recordings during our trip that I'd like to share with you. The first one is from a steel band orchestra rehearsal in a pan yard just off a main street in the capital city of Port of Spain. That's where the bands rehearse sections of their songs over and over and over again so they're ready for all their carnival performances. Sometimes they'd stay there until 2 in the morning, practicing and practicing until they got it perfect. Take a listen. How do you think they're doing so far? Not too shabby, if you ask me. Now you're going to hear just the drummers in the orchestra focusing on one small part. You're going to hear them practice it 3 times. See if you can learn it by the 3rd time and try it along with them. I'll count you in. All right, try it along with them. Here we go. 1, 2, ready, go. And all that hard work pays off because on Carnival Tuesday, you can hear these bands sounding amazing on trucks moving slowly throughout the city, and people are dancing behind the truck and on both sides of the truck, and it's just a lot of fun. Here's a recording of one of these bands on a truck on the road in Port of Spain on Carnival Tuesday. And listen, you can actually hear another truck playing soca passing by as well. Carnival is fun and it's also loud. Here's a recording I made in my bedroom on Carnival Monday morning, and you can hear how loud it is. This is sound coming from sound trucks on nearby streets. Good thing my plan wasn't to spend the day reading in bed. We were fortunate to meet a 6-year-old girl named Caitlin who is actually learning to play the steel pan. We asked her a little bit about what that's like, and you can hear it in a segment we call...
Well, steel pan teachers who know how to play like steel pan, they teach you notes, they give you sticks, but not like real sticks. And then you like hit the notes the teachers told you to hit. And some people who play instruments come to make it sound nice. Our costume was rods and butterflies.
Who likes dancing up in Carnival?
Me!
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 I do!
This is for the grown-ups.
Noodleloaf has a Patreon page, where for just a few bucks a month, you can have access to the Noodleloaf timeshare in sunny Florida. You'll be singing along with the seagulls once you...
April Fools!
Okay, but for real about the Patreon page thing... Check it out. The link is in the show notes.
Dance. Dance. Noodleution.
Dance Dance Noodleution is a dancing game you can play in your car, your room, or anywhere. Here's how it works. I'll play some music and tell you what part of your body to dance with. So if I say feet, you dance with your feet. If I say chin, you dance with your chin. And when I say freestyle, you can do whatever dance makes you happy. It's simple like toast and smooth like butter. Are you ready to begin? Let's go. Next, start off with the dance in your neck. What did you expect? That they wouldn't put that dance in your neck? Well, I did, so put that dance in your neck. Now your knees, move that dance on down to your knees. Please put that dance in your knees. Knees, knees, bees, knees, bees, knees, cheese, knees, 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 in your cheeks. Can you make a dance out of your cheeks? I can't speak, but I can put a dance in my cheek.
That's our show. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you to my co-hosts, Joni and Shiloh. Today's show was made by me, Dan Sachs. Remember, check the show notes for instructions on how to join the Noodle Loaf theme song choir and for different ways that you can show us some noodle love. Speaking of which, thank you to our newest Patreon supporters. We've got Miriam Blankenship, Sophie McManus, our pals at Cool Facts About Animals, and this was a nice surprise, Oprah. Oprah Winfrey is our newest Patreon supporter.
April Fool!
All right, Oprah, I was just kidding about Oprah. But the other ones, thank you guys so much for joining. We really appreciate it. And, all right, that's it for this Poodle Poof April Fool's edition of Noodle Loaf. Enough with this silly nonsense, trickery, tomfoolery. Back to more serious matters. Practice my kazoo and then ride my unicycle.